But can you hear now? Yay! All right.
So praise God for His faithfulness, even in the midst of technical difficulties. I'll start over. So happy Valentine's Day. It's a beautiful, sunny, I think, day, sunny-ish day here in New Haven. I'm not sure how it is where you guys are, but whatever the day looks like, it is an awesome day in Him. And I'm excited just to be here together with one another to sing, to share, to praise Him, and just to be together in His presence. We're going to start off today with a couple of passages of scripture that I was reading and meditating on this weekend. And the first is in 1 John chapter 4, and I'm reading verses 7 through 11, which reads, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." And then over in Colossians chapter 3 and verses 12 through 17, it reads, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." And Pastor O and I have been participating in a marriage conference this weekend and just hanging out with one another. And one of the speakers yesterday made a point about worship that I thought was poignant and wanted to share this morning. She said that worship is a time when we remind ourselves of God's love for us and then express our love to Him through song, through prayer, through the reading of His word and meditation upon it. And so I invite us together as we sing this morning and enter into this time of corporate worship, just to be reminded of God's love for you, of God's love for those around you, and express your love back to Him through our singing, through our time of prayer and meditation, through the reading and hearing of His word. And even as we go out and interact with others, let us remember His love and then share it with Him and with those around us.
Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise.
Thank you. We thank you and we praise you and we exalt you for your love for us, for you are love, and out of love you sent your Son to live, to die, and to rise again, to be the propitiation for our sins, something we never could earn, we do not deserve, but we thank you and we praise you and we exalt you for your love, for who you are, remembering whose we are. And just being excited to celebrate in your presence this morning. Please have your way in us, around us, and through us. And help us to do everything that we do this day and every day forward as unto you. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're so grateful for our time of worship this morning. And thank God for Lady Rochelle and just leading us forward. Family, it is so good to see you. Please continue to talk to one another in the chat. I'm going to make my vacation so we can go ahead and do our love assault. And, you know, the two things I want to encourage you in this semester, three things one I named last Sunday, which is to have private space, meaning to have my shirt. I was like, what are y'all talking about? It says quarantine Valentine's Day 2020.
What?
2021. Quarantine Valentine's Day 2021. So this is Valentine's Day, and this is our 12th anniversary on today, wedding anniversary. So I encourage you to have private space for one-on-one time with God. And I also encourage you to have personal space where you can be in a small community with other like-minded believers, and you can be known, and you can know them, and you can be personal as you go through life. Thank you so very much for the happy anniversaries. I appreciate you. So right now, even as you do Love Assault, you're going to take time, you're going to greet each other, you're going to say hi, and this is not time for a quick conversation necessarily, but you're just checking in, and you may decide, hey, I want to follow up with someone, or I want to connect with someone after the service, and we just encourage you to do so. And when I send you off, I need to change the times on the Love Assault to be able to open it up, but when I send you off, feel free to grant permission to the program to share your microphone and share your video, to greet each other and say hi. If you have any technical difficulties, refresh your page, close down Chrome, log back in, or refresh your browser. If you're on the iPhone, use Safari. If you're anywhere else, try Chrome and see if it works for you. And I thank you for all the love that you're expressing to us in the chat. Thank you very much. It means a lot to us. So let me modify these settings. Oh, I guess, let's see. Lady Rochelle asked me if there's a question for today. That is a good question. What might the question for today be? Somebody put in the chat, what is the question for today? What do you think the question for today should be? And I'm going to modify this schedule real quick. What do you think the question for today should be? Okay, I'm going to go to the chat, see if anybody put anything. Okay. There we go. Thank you, Rebecca. What's one way you are showing love today? One way you are showing love today. So think fast, answer fast. Go ahead to the networking, the speed networking. Enjoy two-minute conversations. Just be blessed. Let's come back here to the stage at 11:30. 11:30. So you have about 4 minutes. So talk fast. All right. See you guys soon. Okay, family, are you back? Are you back? Let me know in the stage chat. There are two chats, an event chat and a stage chat. Let me know in the stage chat if you are back. I pray that you are. I pray that you got a chance to connect with one another. You can go ahead and let me know if you did. All right, you good. Rebecca wants to hang out with you all day, which is great. All right, glad that you are back. Glad that you are back. I'm so grateful for our time together this morning. And we're going to open in a verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. And I'm just so grateful for our time together this morning. And I just want to talk about and minister from the theme, So You Want Love. All right, so let's begin this morning. First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, read. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. I'll read that again for us. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. For our time together, I want to speak from the theme, minister from the theme, So You Want Love. So You Want Love. Let us pray. God, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to gather as your people, to gather as your creation. God, I pray even now that you would show up where we are. Let the place where we are even now be the temple, be the sanctuary, be the gathering place with your Holy Spirit, where we like-minded are connected, though virtually not out of your presence, and in the community of one another. God, do all that you purpose to do. Hide me behind your cross. Let you be heard and not Orlando. Yet you be let you be seen and not Orlando. Let you be glorified and not me. God, do all that you purpose to do for your glory. We thank you for all things. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Scripture teaches me that I can have and do a number of good things, both for myself and for others. Yet in the absence of love, what I have and what I do are of no profit to me. Certainly of no personal profit before God. Perhaps you learned something similar. As a result of this, I want love. And I bet you want love too. I and we, in some configuration, want love. To be loved, to show love, to receive love, to hold and experience love in a tangible way. In life, we want love, and we want it so much so that we are willing to love from people to pizza and everything in between. We're willing to love places and projects and so much more. We want love, and from our opening text, rightly so. Today, I want to talk about loving people, and then more specifically, loving your spouse or spouse-to-be. If I were to ask you to tell me about your love life, what would you say? Well, if I asked you right now to put in the chat and tell me about your love life, what would you say? Now, this is rated G streaming, right? So, you know, don't post anything or don't put anything that's not greater than rated G. But if I were to ask you about your love life, what would you say? Chances are, you would describe what is happening for you, what you are experiencing, how it feels to you, what it means to you, what you want more of, who you want more of, what difference love is making in your life. What is often missing in your and my response is the description of your love life from the perspective of the person on the other side of your love. What is life like to be the recipient of your love? What is it like for the one who is the object of your love? What is life like for the one who is the target of your love? Recorded in Scripture, the Bible, is a story of King Solomon acting as a judge between two mothers. Scripture describes King Solomon as the wisest person who has ever lived. This trial between two women is quite a test for King Solomon, because without the luxury of a maternity test, he has the opportunity to determine which woman is the mother of a baby. Now, I find the story horrific, as well as drama at its best. Nonetheless, it speaks of the intricacies and pitfalls of human love, grief, and relationships. So let's look at this story recorded in 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning at verse 16 through verse 28. Now two women who were harlots came to the king and stood before him. And one woman said, "Oh, my lord, this woman and I dwell in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened the third day after I had given birth that this woman also gave birth, and we were together. No one was with us in the house except the two of us in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. So she arose in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your maidservant slept, and laid him in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was dead. But when I had examined him in the morning, indeed he was not my son whom I had born. Then the other woman said, "No, but the living one is my son, and the dead one is your son." And the first woman said, "No, but the dead one is your son, and the living one is my son." Thus they spoke before the king. And the king said, "The one says, 'This is my son who lives, and your son is the one dead.' And the other says, 'No, but your son is the one dead, and my son is the living one.' Then the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' So they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, 'Divide the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other.' Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king, for she yearned with compassion for her son. And she said, 'Oh, my lord, give her the living child and by no means kill him.' But the other said, 'Let him be neither mine nor yours, but divide him.' So the king answered and said, 'Give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is the mother.' And all Israel heard the judgment which the king had rendered, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice." There is something about love, God's love, that says, "I want God's best for you." even over my own yearnings and desires. That even when I lose, I win. I'm loving you into a better place. I sacrifice lower wants for higher outcomes, for the best outcomes. There are moments and seasons of life where love collides. When does love collide? When my desire for myself is not the best outcome for you, then my love collides. There's a collision emotionally, spiritually, mentally, sometimes physically, when what I passionately want for myself may jeopardize your having what is best for you. And in that moment, in those seasons of life where love collides, I line up the priorities and I choose the highest priority from my perspective. Thinking now romantically about you and the person you love, too often, having love for someone and being in love, I describe my story with a focus on what happens for me. You describe your story with the focus of what happens, with the focus on what happens for you. But I ask you, in light of your marriage or your marriage you want to have, where you are now in love, what happens for your spouse? What happens for the recipient of your love? More plainly, how do you imagine your spouse and your spouse's life will be different because you showed up and loved? In the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul gives the following instruction to husbands. The verse in this context, the verse is in the context of a larger conversation that Paul and therefore God is having with believers in Asia Minor, and I believe that God is having with us today. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, Paul says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Paul lines up marriage between a husband and a wife. To the relationship between God and his church, where God's son, Jesus Christ, is the bridegroom and the church, the larger body of believers, is the bride of Christ. So Paul lines up marriage between a husband and a wife to the relationship between God and his church, where God's son Jesus is the bridegroom and the church or the larger body of believers is the bride of Christ. And as an aside, one thing I have loved about scripture, one thing I have loved about studying the Bible is to be able to ask and answer what, how, why, and what was the outcome. I can explore many of life's experiments without the risk, but gaining all the wisdom. And so the first three, what, how, and why, we can ask and answer in the following text. In Ephesians 5:25, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle nor any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it just as the Lord does." As a husband, or before as a want-to-be husband, I read Ephesians 5:25, and I ask and I see what Jesus did. Jesus loved the church. And I ask, well, how did Christ love the church? Sacrificially, with his whole self. Jesus nourishes and cherishes the church. Christ loved the church sacrificially and righteously. Christ loved the church with his whole self, and Christ nourishes and cherishes the church, and this is ongoing. But the question that is often missed but just as important to ask and answer, if not more important, is why. Answering the question why puts some conviction and some motivation and inspiration and passion and urgency and steadiness and long-suffering behind our loving. How many of you know that love can be challenging? Whether it's in a romantic situation or whether you're thinking about loving a friend or loving family, how many of you recognize that love can be challenging? I admit that loving me is not easy to do. If you're going down this journey with me, then you are going to need some conviction that the commitment is worth it. And focus in order to keep the proper target in front of you and in center of what you're trying to do. Why? For what reason does Jesus do these things? For what reason does Jesus give so much of himself to the church? And why should I give so much of myself to whom I love, my spouse? Jesus loves sacrificially and righteously with his whole self, nourishing and cherishing the church to make her better and to make her brighter. Jesus loves the church to make her better and to make her brighter. Better means no spot and no wrinkle, holy and without blemish. And brighter means more glorious. And I'll read this scripture to you from Revelation. Revelation in the 12th chapter, we can find these words. Sorry, Revelation 21, beginning at verse 1 through verse 4. And the good thing about Revelation is that it looks forward into the future and gives us a picture of the outcome that Christ was going for. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I saw John, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. God desired to love us in order to make us better, make the church better. And Revelation reveals that indeed the church is better. And Jesus also loved us in such a way to make the church better and brighter. In Revelation chapter 21, if you drop down to verse 9 through verse 11, you will find these words. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out from heaven, from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And here we see scripture aligning intent and impact. And while it's not always the case that our intent aligns with our impact, it is critical that we hold awareness that our love does have impact. This impact is often beyond me, beyond what I control, and it belongs to you, and it rests in the other person. So today I return to where we started. So you want love. Great. And knowing that your actions, how you love, will have impact on someone else, let your intentions be for your love to help the one whom you love to be both better and brighter in Christ. To have a better life and a brighter life. So you want love. What will be the impact of your love upon her? Of your love upon him? Beyond what you personally receive in a relationship, how will she be better and brighter because of you? How will he be better and brighter because of you? God is our ultimate example. And a better and brighter relationship through him is available to anyone, anywhere. God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And one of the things that I can attest to today is that my life is indeed better because Jesus has come into my life. One of the songs that has meant so much to me as I think about the difference that God has made for me is a song by Tremaine Hawkins called Change. And it says, a change has come over me. He changed my life and now I'm free. He washed all my sins and he made me whole. He washed me white as snow. He changed my life complete. And now I sit at his feet to do what must be done. I work and work until he comes. A wonderful change has come over me. A wonderful change has come over me. Today, family, I want to challenge you, I want to urge you, I want to implore you that as you gather a vision for your life and as you gather a vision for your love and for your marriage, that you do not stop the visioning at the point where you see how your life is different for you because that you are now in love. But please pray to God for vision, for how the other person is better and brighter through your love. So many times it's tempting to just go into a relationship seeing what I get from the relationship and how I am the beneficiary of being connected. But I challenge you and I encourage you to tarry with God and to ask God to give you a vision for the other person, to be able to see how through your love for them and the way that Christ loved the church, they are better and they are brighter in him. God, we thank you so much. I thank you for these who are under the sound of my voice. I thank you for your hand upon them. I thank you for the vision you have given them. I thank you for the vision of love that you have given them. I thank you for their desire to experience love, to offer love, to receive love, to be in love, to have love, to hold love, to shape love. God, I thank you for the romantic ways that they love, but I also thank you for the love that they have for other people. And God, I pray that you would give them a divine vision, that you would help them to see beyond what are the benefits of love that they can experience, to begin to see you working in the life of the other person. And God, I pray that you would give them such a vision that they will recognize that they can't do this outside of you. But they need your help. They need your anointing. They need your Holy Spirit working in them day after day and all throughout the day, that they might be able to love sacrificially, that they might be able to love with their whole self, that they might be able to love righteously, that they might be able to nourish and cherish the person, just as you sent your son Jesus and he nourishes and cherishes his bride, the church. God, we thank you so much for this time of being together today. We thank you so much for this month and the remembrance of love, not only as it pertains to love and romance, but even as it pertains to Black history and thinking about what love can do for so much of us and how we can love those who are beyond us and how we can ask and receive love from others. God, we thank you so much for the demonstration of your love in your son, Jesus, his life, his burial, and his resurrection. God, do for us this day and beyond this day all that you purpose to do. And may we love people into a better life and into a brighter life according to your definition of what is better and what is brighter. God, we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, I invite Lady Rochelle right now to lead us in our song, We've Come This Far by Faith. I even ask you just think about your prayer requests. And if you want, even put them in the chat and we will close in prayer with them. Now, if you would please receive Lady Rochelle as she comes to minister our song.
And of course, sing along. This is a song we sing together to close out our services. And this has been done for the history of BK, or at least for some long part of it.
So much, Lady Rochelle. I hope you all were singing. thank you for putting your prayer requests in the chat. And let us just close this time in prayer. God, we thank you so much for your hand upon us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you demonstrated your love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God, I pray that you would help us to enter into marriage and continue in marriage with the same spirit. That in spite of who the other person is, or perhaps what the other person has done, that we're not looking for perfection, but we're looking at ourselves saying, how can we sacrificially love the other person in a way that they are better in you and brighter in you? God, help us to see beyond ourselves, just like Jesus looked beyond himself and saw our needs and gave him his whole self up for us, withholding nothing, holding nothing back. God, let us be the same way in our love for one another. We thank you so much for your hand upon our lives. God, we thank you for the healing that is taking place in our individual and collective lives even now. God, continue to do for your people all that you purpose to do. And I pray that you would go before each person here and each household represented here, that you would prepare the way, that you would make it smooth, that you would cause them to walk in the steps you've ordered for them. Be in their relationships, their finances, their emotions, their health, dear God. Be in their work. And may you be glorified through all that we do. Please have your will in your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, and we pray for Io to have Sundays off that she can worship God. Yes. God, we just thank you so much. And we pray that you would continue to allow us to have the patterns in our life and the rhythm in our life that allow us to make the connections with you and the connections with others that mean so much to our walk and our health with you. Please have your will and your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Family, I love you. So great to see you. I'm going to go try to hang out in one of the virtual booths. If you want to hang out there, feel free to do so for a few minutes to have a little bit of time of greeting each other. I didn't change the labels on the booth, but you can just choose anyone. God bless you. It's so great to be with you and to see you on today. Love you, family.